This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this wonderful Thursday morning edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch right now, you know who you are. You're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate and we salute all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, and of course the men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, out there hauling the mail all across the country. I should say the bulk mail center haulers are hauling the mail across the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, you know who you are as well. You're hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And we don't want to leave out our Amazon warehouse workers and, of course, our Amazon drivers out there as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by simply going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, without further ado, let's check out the telephone line here. We've got U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Professor?
Well, doing just fine. We're doing great here in the overnight this morning, and things are going pretty well. And are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with
liberty
and justice
for all.
And, of course, as Captain Matt always emphasizes on the program, folks, at the top of each hour when we say the pledge, we emphasize those two words, under God, because this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, it is great to have you here once again, and there's a lot of things that we want to talk about this morning, of course. But first off, of course, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the severity of, say, these Chinese hackers? We have a report of this, that they're spying on U.S. critical infrastructure, this according to Western intelligence.
And that Western intelligence includes, private IT folks, includes Google. So it's a private U.S. intelligence thing, which one kind of underscores how quickly we have to move in our abilities, in our government intelligence ability to pick up and do that. And once we pick it up, to counter in some way. But that's the rub, is the feeling that the ability to hack is in such a way that it isn't the traditional way where you plant something in and then it destroys data, but it captures data. And that is tricky because capturing the data, then feeding it back and then using that data outside of where it was captured, is very difficult because you can't, it's very difficult to counter that, and it's far more deadly. So yeah, it's worrisome, extraordinarily worrisome, and it underscores the fact that we're playing catch up when it comes to information warfare and our ability to deal with these things. And yes, it's going to take massive effort to do that, and hopefully we're working towards that end.
Well, you know, I just can't resist when you're talking about, you know, gathering up of the information. I can't resist bringing up what President Biden called the Chinese spy balloon. He called it a silly balloon the other day, and I think it sort of it definitely is not a silly balloon at all, because it was doing just that, perhaps in a different way, but it was soaking up all this information. That seems to be what the Chinese government wants to do with everything. They want to aggregate all this information and then sort of sort it out later, but they've got it.
And for, at this stage of the game, for President Biden to make that comment long after the administration or officials' administration had to readily admit that, hey, they collected information beyond. It wasn't just a balloon flying over the skies to make a statement. For him to say at this point is just, well, it's a state of denial. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And of course, you know, I think they probably could have shot that thing down well before they ever did, but that's just my view of it. You know, something else too, and this may not be directly related to Ukraine, but just briefly, what do you think this idea that the Russian navies, their warships, are becoming really big headaches for them, I guess in terms of cost, maintenance, I suppose. But again, they don't play a huge role in Ukraine, but in the overall extension of Russian assets and materiel, is it going to affect them?
Yeah, and that points out the importance, I think, for Russia and China coming up with the agreements that they have, because China is seeking to fill some of that void. But China's got its own economic concerns in order to do that, but it's far more capable than Russia, I might add. And to fill the void of Russia's inability to do that. And also underscores the importance about this task force that was set up by the United States Navy and forces, American forces, to work closely with our Middle Eastern allies, and some of them who aren't really allies, or just folks that we work with, on sharing information, all that, so, and training of other Middle Eastern folks so that when they encounter Iranians or Russians, there they can deal with it.
Exactly. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, hold the line there real quick. We are coming right back after this short break. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And this is Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Glad that you're with us. Call-in number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you have a question for our special guest this hour, which is Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, and we're going to be getting right back to him in just a few moments. But right now I want to tell you that this portion of our program this morning is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. You know, the captain has worked with them for years and has sung their praises for years. And from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And be sure to tell them that the captain sent you. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment. Or just stop on by. They're local and they're experienced. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, let's get back to our special guest, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning again, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Same here, same here. You know, we were talking on the break, and we were talking about the Wagner Group, and they've evidently, this is, of course, having to do with Russia and the Ukraine war, but they've been making some comments about the Russian army regarding Bakhmut, correct?
Yeah, I want to start with a broad statement, and then I'll get down to specifics about two fairly late-breaking stories. Number one, there is morality of war, and there is morality in war. Clearly, if you invade a sovereign, one nation invades another sovereign nation, that is an immoral act of war. That's what nation states do, and it's wrong. Morality in war is what the fighters that are conducting the war set about by nation states. And with regard to the Russian-Ukraine war, clearly there are war crimes that have been committed both by Russia killing civilians, as clearly by the Wagner Group. And they've done war crimes outside of the Ukraine war, too. They've done it in Syria. They've done it actually in Africa on parts of them. But beyond that, the Ukrainians themselves, sometimes with and sometimes without the direction of Zelensky, have done things that I would classify as war crimes. None of them are in the end going to be prosecuted for any of these because both of them are guilty, probably not in equal measure. But let me get to the crux of the news reports we're talking about. U.S. intelligence admitted, and this is pretty startling, they said that, yeah, they do believe that the drones that were directed at the Kremlin a couple months ago were actually the Ukrainians did that. And that's contrary to some of the stories that came out at that time. And then what came out of that in addition to that was that there may be some rogue Ukrainian groups that are not like the Wagner Group, but they are working for the Ukrainian army that may not be as controlled by Zelensky and the national authorities as much as they do. They may be doing things that with or without direction of that, and this, in fact, may be one of those. That is disturbing. Second, let's talk about the Wagner Group that you let in with. Yeah, on what was a declaration of victory and saying, hey, Russians, along with the largely with the group of the mercenary Wagners, now seize control of Bakhmut, which may or may not be as significant as they're declaring. But right out of the get-go, the one guy that can get away with doing this, other than Putin himself, when the head of the Wagner Group says came out and criticized the Russian army for not doing everything that it needs to do, they say that we are out doing this on our own, and faulting the Russian army for the thousands of members of the mercenary Wagner Group that he directs that have died in taking Bakhmut and elsewhere in the Ukraine war. That's pretty telling. And he gets away with that because the Wagner Group is a criminal organization. They are a bunch of thugs. They're like the mafia operating out of Italy and Sicily and doing criminal things. And they're horrendous people, horrible human beings. And they're waging the war on behalf of Russia right there. So these are two things. It kind of paints, yeah, listeners can find things that they like and don't like about that. There are no good guys in Russia. There are just some folks that are more worse than others, and which is why we as Americans, we need to make sure that we're able to discern the truth out of this and act on the truth and be truthful with the American people on this, because the truth will set us free on this and it'll help us to make the right decisions, not regret them years from now. And history writing a picture saying, well, we shouldn't have operated this way strategically and tactically in our engagement in Ukraine. It still remains largely a European war, secondary to our greatest threat, which is the one we talked about earlier, which is China.
Yes,
our southern border.
Yes, exactly right. Well, I mean, what you're saying here is so important, and certainly this notion of what you're referring to, of course, is war crimes on both sides. I mean, that's also very significant. And you're right. I don't think they'll ever get prosecuted. But in the end, of course, I think the general consensus is that Russia can't simply take over Ukraine. But I do have sort of a corollary question for you on this. The other day, Hillary Clinton was at an interview, a seminar of some sort, and she was asked about Donald Trump, and I don't want to get into the whole thing about that, but she said, well, Donald Trump will pull us out of NATO. Do you think, I mean, no matter who's president, I mean, do you think after the advent of this war in Ukraine that pulling out of NATO could ever be any kind of an idea? Because it doesn't seem like that to me.
I don't think any serious person can say we'll pull out of NATO. Now, what Trump has said, he said it when he first ran in 2016, is that our relationship within NATO needs to change. And, yeah, the European Union needs to be more than just a political thing, and that maybe it could fill some of the gaps, because the fundamental purpose of NATO was fulfilled with the end of the Cold War. And so, yeah, we do need to be honest with ourselves as Americans to say the nature and the engagement of the United States in NATO will fundamentally change. The relative roles of the members of NATO needs to change. But for Hillary to do, and that's laughable for Hillary, particularly since the guy that was hired to protect her and kill all the stories on her and Bill's illicit things became public in the last couple of days. That's laughable for that. And so I don't believe much of what comes out of Hillary's mouth and no issue to anybody. Yeah, that's nonsense. That's not going to happen. No serious person is going to do that. And it's just a way of distending what Trump and what others have really said in the past with regard to the United States and NATO and our engagement in Europe. It needs to change. It fundamentally needs to change, but not as she suggested. That's a scare tactic, which is what the left and Hillary is very accomplished at doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. You know, another issue I wanted to ask you about was there's a report that an Iranian nuclear facility is so deep underground that airstrikes, you know, could never get to it. If that's the case, how do you get to it? That's the question, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I'm a ground fighter. That's outside my expertise. But, yeah, I did follow that story. And we determined that not because we have the ability to see underground. We don't. But because they studied the amount of dirt that was being moved and where it was and knowing the geography and satellite imagery and all that, that clearly this was several hundreds of feet below the ground, which means that our traditional, conventional weaponry, bunker busters, by anybody from the West, including Israelis, would not have the ability to destroy anything that might be under there. And we all know where Iran is going with building that. They've already enriched uranium just on the cusp of going beyond what they agreed to do. And, of course, our administration made this much more difficult with that. And, frankly, we rely on Israeli intelligence not for satellite imagery of that, and then we have to confirm it with folks that they have long had within Iran to do this. So that's right. It may be that the only way that we determine that, yeah, there's a nuclear capability under there is nuclear weapons, either by us or by Israelis or others to do that. Because trust me, with their survival in the balance, at some point, the Israelis might have to use nuclear if conventional capables will do that. And we helped create the conditions with our agreements going back to the Obama administration that allowed Iran to do exactly what they may or may not be doing underground there. We think they are.
Yeah, that's very powerful what you just said. Those are consequences of not only just inaction, but of really misguided and, you know, stupid ideas for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes back to, you know, $100,000 in U.S. cash floating across the waters going to Iran in the Obama administration.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly right. Well,
insane.
Yeah, I'm hearing the music coming up, and it's been a great, great conversation with you this morning, Kevin. We really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, and I enjoyed it immensely, and I think America's Third Watch listeners did as well.
Absolutely. All right, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, we'll talk to you next time, sir. Take care. All right, folks. Strolling along the radio dial right back after this. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Wednesday. This comes as debt ceiling negotiations continue between lawmakers and the White House in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday the two sides remain at odds. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 255 points. Investors waiting to see how things break. Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was surprised at the news.
Tina Turner was an icon who had many stages and many amazing moments in her career.
Reports say Turner died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness Wednesday. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She left Ike after years of well-documented abuse and launched a successful career as a solo performer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the program this morning. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And we want to tell you more about them, but we have Mr. Bo Browning on the telephone line with us this morning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. And it's great to have you here on the program. And, you know, I have the honor of telling our listeners many times about what the National Aviation Academy is all about, you know, especially when it comes to the idea of aircraft maintenance. That's in very high demand. And I have a good respect for that because I flew all the way from California here to Tampa. So
yeah,
I was happy to do that. And knowing that, you know, we've got very well-trained aircraft mechanics out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the aviation industry itself right now is in, a huge demand for qualified aviation maintenance technicians. COVID, what it calls for a lot of the industries in the country. You know, a lot of people retired, a lot of people left the industry finally after several years. And so there's a huge demand out there right now for qualified aviation maintenance technicians. National Aviation Academy is just one of 190 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. We have two locations, one in Clearwater, Florida, and we run a day shift and night shift in Clearwater, Florida, Monday through Friday. And we have a location in Concord, Massachusetts, where we run a day shift Monday through Friday. Our primary goal is to meet the prerequisites of the Airman Certification Standards so that our students are qualified to take their FAA-required exams to receive their airframe and power plant ratings so they can return to service, repair, modify, and return to service aircraft and aircraft components. The major air carriers are looking for qualified aviation maintenance technicians, all the repair stations across the country, and also, you know, everybody that supports the aviation world as far as parts manufacturers, aircraft manufacturers, and things like that. So the industry is doing really, really well. It's a great opportunity right now. And anybody that's looking for a good career change, a career to get into, you know, your airframe and power plant certification, the certification for life, once you have it, you know, you can keep it for life, and it's a door opener for you.
Very, very, very interesting. And, Bo, you were talking about the certificates, the certification that people can obtain, but there are also soft skills involved in this. So what kind of soft skills can people expect to find out about or learn?
Yeah, so, you know, we're working on aircraft and being an aviation maintenance technician, you know, that's the most important thing you can do is get out there, repair, modify, return to service aircraft that are safe and return them to service efficiently. But in doing so, like in all industries, you have to interact with other professionals in your industry. You have to interact with customers. You have to interact with the pilots, the air crew. And you have to maintain a professional atmosphere at all times. It is a high stress job. It's a fast paced job. One of the things that employers are looking at, other than those certifications, is, are you a professional? Do you have a good work ethic? Do you have the ability to work in a high paced, sometimes very stressful environment and maintain a professional environment, a professional attitude, communicate well so that you can solve a problem with an aircraft or a component and get that aircraft or that component returned to service so that we can get the flying public from point A to point B safely and efficiently. So, you know, being a professional, knowing how to conduct yourself, knowing how to communicate professionally, those are all very important things. This isn't about just going out and turning a wrench on an aircraft. This is about being a professional, a well-rounded professional that is highly skilled in the aviation industry.
So here's a good question for you. You know, supposing there are people out there listening and saying, this sounds incredibly interesting. I love airplanes. I want to do something with aircraft. But maybe they've never done anything in terms of being a mechanic before. What kind of program do you have, and can people come in? And if they have the aptitude, then they can start the program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a great question. It's a question we get all the time. You know, individuals never worked on anything. They don't believe that they're a mechanic. They don't believe they have the technical skills to be work on an aircraft. That is not the case. Everyone has to begin somewhere. National Aviation Academy is going to take an individual who has the interest, the work ethic, and the want to, and train them in the prerequisites. I can teach you to be a mechanic. I can teach you skills that will make you successful. You know, so National Aviation Academy, that's what our program is all about. One, to teach you the skills. Two, to make sure those skills align with the airman certification standards so that you meet those prerequisites so you can take those FAA exams and receive your ratings. So anybody out there that's interested in maybe a career change, moving into the aviation maintenance world, you know, don't worry about it. Explore it. Look into it. You know, the education institutions like National Aviation Academy, we can teach you the skills that you need. Anybody that has maintenance experience on automobiles, maintenance experience on anything like that, it's a simple transition for you, you know. But a high school student comes straight out of school that's never done anything, you know, that's never really worked on anything. Hey, we have many, many students like that every year, and we can teach you those skills. It is not a problem.
And, you know, think of the pride that people can have when they see the plane up in the air and they say, I worked on that. I got that plane going again, and it's done right, and I'm helping get people to go where they need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the satisfaction in knowing that, you know, you're out there working on, you know, million multi-million dollar pieces of equipment, and there are 200, 300, 400 people flying on that piece of equipment, and it's getting from point A to point B safely, and you are an integral part of making that happen every single day, you know, it's truly hugely satisfying. You know, again, the environment, it's a hard work environment. It's sometimes a very stressful environment. It's very high paced environment, but the satisfaction knowing that you have the skills, you have the knowledge, and you have the confidence that those people, the flying public, are on a piece of equipment that you worked on, and they flew all the way across the country or somewhere around the world, and they got there safely and efficiently. It's hugely satisfying.
I can imagine, very much so. So how do people find out more about NAA, and where do they go?
So, you know, for everybody, obviously the Internet's where everybody gets information from right now. So the easiest way is to go to NAA.edu. You know, NAA.edu. You can click on our website. Right there, there's going to be a header bar. You know, some drop-down menus. You can look at the different types of programs. You can look at the different types of locations. You can see all of our reportable data, you know, of our statistics on under the about menu. And you can do an online chat right there with one of our admissions representatives. You know, we have admissions representatives in-house. We have financial aid representatives in-house to assist people that are exploring financial aid, you know, and you can even call in there and you can ask to talk to me. If I'm available, I'll talk to you. You know, the aviation industry is a small industry. We try to do our best to take care of everybody. You know, for those people that are transitioning out of the military, I like to tell them it's one of the closest things I've seen to the military as far as camaraderie mm-hmm. in an industry. So, you know, go to NAA.edu. That is the easiest way to do it, you know, and explore the opportunity that National Aviation Academy has for you.
I appreciate that very much, and I really like what's listed on your website, Bo, and it says, be the force, be the fix, become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. I think it says it quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the industry's in demand right now. National Aviation Academy and the other 190 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, we cannot keep up with the demand for highly skilled employees. You know, so explore it, you know, look around, compare National Aviation Academy to one of the other schools in the country. Make sure you pick an education institution that's the right fit for you. That is the most important thing when you're looking at education institutions.
Absolutely. All right, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Thank you, sir, for coming on. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too. Take care, sir. All right,
thank
Bo
you,
Browning
Doc.
From National Aviation Academy. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. We're coming right back right after this with much more. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along. 1-877-969-8600 is the call-in line if you'd like to call in and opine. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here as we go over the overnights across America, of course, via the satellite, GCN Network. Glad to be with you. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course, as we continue through the program today. I'd like to tell you first about Two Guys Gun Shows. That's Two Guys Gun Shows, West Florida's most unique shows with both new and antique guns. Visit twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And, of course, many of you have seen the captain himself out at the Two Guys Gun Shows on many, many different occasions. So that's twoguysshows.com. That's the number two. That's twoguysshows.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. This from Newsmax Finance. U.S. Federal Reserve economists still expected a mild recession at the most recent interest rate meeting earlier this month, according to minutes of the meeting published on Wednesday. The Fed voted to raise interest rates for a 10th consecutive time following the most recent meetings on May 2nd through 3rd in order to tackle high inflation, which remains stubbornly above its long-term target of 2%. Well, okay, every time I see one of these stories, it always goes back to the idea of, well, wait a minute, why do we have high inflation? Well, doesn't it go back to the fuel prices going way up and all these kinds of things? And, we didn't have that high inflation, did we, before Joe Biden came into office? It's just that simple. But, of course, they got to cause pain. We're going to raise these interest rates. We're going to cause you a lot of pain. And then we're going to, you know, somehow bring this down and then take credit for it. When in reality, you know, I think we know what's going on. All right, we got a caller holding on the line. Let's check it out. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Kyle. Todd in Tampa. How you doing, boss? Let's get down to business.
All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
I just want to say, by the way, for all those who don't read your Bible, Jesus has all the money, okay? Jesus has all the money, and he gives it to people who work for him and do good for people, others. If you read your Bible, Cornelius gave alms. That means he fed the poor, went out and helped people, and salvation came to his house. Hallelujah. So just remember, no matter what Dumbo in the White House does, Jesus has all the money. Go out and help some people and watch what Jesus does for you, who runs the whole universe. By the way, I hope you're not going to any Dodger games in L.A. I think you're from California. Unbelievable. The LGBT. You see, the left. For all you idiots who don't know anything about politics, they don't care what you think.
We got 30 seconds.
You're in the way. Okay, the Marxist Germans who got their butts kicked when Hitler was there, okay, they don't care. They've been on the rampage with China and Belgium and Russia, and you notice they don't bring their LGBTQ up. The Germany doesn't stand up and say, we're all LGBTQ. China doesn't say we're all LGBTQ. Okay, they don't, they push it on us. And then they try and steal our money, steal our kids, steal everything they have. The devil has come to kill, rob, and steal and destroy. By the way, all politics is local. I hope you wake up. I hope your county commission stands up for the people in your city, over here in Hillsborough County. Okay, by the way, you know, I'm a developer. A guy says, Todd, here's $3 million. I want you to hand my project that don't bother me because I race cars for a living, and I want you to hand me so I can get everything done and just hand me.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
So the bottom line is stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for Jesus Christ. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Todd. That was a little bit more than 60 seconds with Todd. Listeners to the program and the Captain's On know all about 60 seconds with Todd. Well, let's go to another caller here as we the time we have left here on the program today. Good morning, caller. You're on the line.
Hey, good morning, caller. This is Eric again.
Hey, Eric.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just recently rolled out of the rack about an hour ago and was listening to the Colonel talk about some things. You guys were talking about the Chinese hacking going on and how it's been confirmed by, you know, every alphabet soup to include private cybersecurity companies, et cetera. China's been doing this for quite some time, dare I say the past 20 years. And if people remember during the Obama administration, it was open season Chinese hacking going on. And there's articles even up to 2020 and even last year of China hacking U.S. infrastructure. People can look it up. It's all throughout the New York Times. 2014, U.S. charges for, you know, Chinese PLA officers. You know, of course, they weren't in the country or whatever. So that's one thing. That's an ongoing, how should I say, issue that comes to the surface every now and again. In my opinion, we as a collective West are not going to do anything to China. China owns the world's global manufacturing base, period. The only reason, in my opinion, that they have been stymied in getting more advanced chips is because then they would totally, that would be the icing on the cake, the cherry on top, the sprinkles of the Belt and Road Initiative. If they have difficulty manufacturing high-grade, from what I've read, high-grade chips for, you know, semiconductors. And all that is in Taiwan. That's the key, the crux of the situation. That's one thing to consider.
Yep.
Next thing, Russia and NATO and how, you know, Hillary Clinton's statement regarding NATO. Nothing's going to happen to NATO as long as there's Russia, Russia, Russia. NATO needed to justify its existence. If people remember when President Trump was saying, hey, you guys need to pay your fair share. Everybody needs to kick in 2% of their GDP, and you guys aren't even making 0.5% of GDP.
Yeah, and there it is, the fair share again. And only this time he was right. They weren't paying their fair share.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's another red herring. And lastly, thanks for the time. Lastly, the Iranian issue with them, quote-unquote, on the cusp of getting nuclear weapons. Iran, respectively, has been on the quote-unquote cusp of getting nuclear weapons since 2005. Okay? Do people remember the Stuxnet worm virus?
Yeah, Stuxnet, that
right. That was about 2010. In 2010, they were 5 to 10 years away. In 2015, they were 5 to 10 years. It's just, people can look these terms or these phrases up, and it permeates the news. It definitely in this century, since 2005.
Yep.
So they either have it or it's a red herring, because if people really think about this, and this, you know, this is my opinion, are they bad dudes? Yeah, there's some bad dudes over there. Are the Iranian people massively intelligent and intellectual? Of course. They're just like any other, society in the world.
Yeah.
And I think what's going on, people remember, the Obama administration also dumped billions of dollars of cash on C-130 loads, kicked out the ramp on a tarmac in Tehran
the pallets of cash. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well,
so,
yeah, Eric, thanks. I got another call hanging on. More call in.
Yeah, Roger.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric. And, of course, Eric is a frequent caller to the program. All right, caller, you are there. What's up this morning?
Good morning. My friend reminded me yesterday of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I would read the Bible, depend on the Bible for the answers, and you can see clearly what's going on. That's all I have to say, but
appreciate
I would look
it.
For the answer in the Bible.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you very much. All right. Well, all right. I think I'm going to make a guess there and think that I think that was Mary who called. All right. Well, folks, we're coming to the end of another great Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And I'm hoping that that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you have a great day out there. And, of course, we've talked about a lot of stuff throughout these last 4 hours here on the program today. Of course, talking about DeSantis throwing his hat into the ring. We're also been talking about another bit of sad news today, and that was the news of Tina Turner's passing at age 83. And just what can be said about an icon, a real trailblazer, somebody who was able to just overcome all kinds of odds, all kinds of adversity, and still become one of the greatest rock icons, literally of all time and of any time, paving the way for where many, many people are going to be going next. But because of people like Tina Turner, they're going to be able to do it. We're going to hear just a little bit of Tina Turner as we start to head out to the end of the program today and remember her a little bit. Tina Turner. Once again, Tina Turner, simply the best, and we've lost one of the best. But folks, I want you to go out there right now, make it a great day. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. We are going to see you right back here next time. Until then, everybody out there, take care, and God bless America. Make it a great day.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.